And we're joined by one of the stars of the game for HD Cal, Jordan Valley. She has been knocking down Caitlin Clark distance threes all season long, part of the five seniors for this HD Cal team. And Jordan, the feeling you're heading to a regional final game to share it with this special Bulldogs group.
I mean, there's nobody else I would rather be playing this game with. We've earned everything we've got. I believe that when we step on the court on Saturday, we're going to go play free. We have nothing to lose, so go out, play our game, and things could make history for us. And I think it's just fun either way. I mean, we've had a great season, so whatever happens, happens, and we're going to go play hard.
The exhilarating feeling for you when you knock down threes from that distance, because it's so much fun to call those threes. What it's like for you on the court knocking those down?
It just gives me everything. Like, I knocked in a three, I want to go get a stop to get my teammate another basket. So, I mean, when I'm knocking down threes, when Brooklyn's knocking down threes, when we have that momentum, I mean, it's just amazing to celebrate. I love this home crowd. So it was my last time playing here, but I mean, it was an honor to be a Bulldog here, and I just love playing in my home.
In addition to being a really good scorer, you're a really good facilitator. Along with Brooklyn, you do a good job of finding teammates and getting beautiful dishes and dimes to them to get open shots. What that's like for you, supporting your teammates in that way?
I mean, my teammates get position before their defense can, like, get ahead of them. So, I mean, all credit to them. They make it my job easy as the point guard. I mean, they our posts, Charlie and Lily and Z when she's in, get great position down low, where if I beat my girl off the dribble, they're sealing their girl, and it makes it really easy. And, I mean, when their defense is collapsing, I mean, we got knockdown shooters, Brooklyn and McKenzie. So, I mean, it makes my job pretty easy. They get open pretty good.
One of the great things about this team, there's multiple, but one of the things that really stands out to me is how well this team runs pressure. Both you, Brooklyn, and McKenzie are a big part of that. The great sister trio there getting it done in full court press. What it's like for you bringing that pressure that fuels your team?
I mean, our team isn't offensively like minded. It starts on the defensive end, and defense is effort. And our team is never going to let a team outwork us. And shots aren't falling for us sometimes. So getting stops and getting those easy buckets, I mean, it drives everything else and gives us momentum. I just love playing with this team. I mean, the effort we all have, and Lily getting a couple steals on the backside. I mean, it's just amazing to play with these girls.
You had a really cool honor earlier on this week. You were named to the IGCA Class 3A Northeast District First Team. That's really hard to get on. What that honor felt like for you, being recognized not just at a conference level but at a regional level for your play?
I mean, it's an honor. I thank my coaches and my AAU coaches for getting me to where I am today, my teammates, and especially Brooklyn pushing me in the gym. I mean, that's one of the best defenders in our conference and in 3A. So, I mean, getting that pressure, I mean, it makes my game when I get against anybody else pretty easy. I want to thank my teammates. I would not be here if it wasn't for them. I mean, I just love these girls, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be the player I am today.
Basketball is a family business. You get to share these last 4 years with your sisters and your mother as your head coach. What that's been like for you playing in your final home game, getting to share that special moment with them with a solid win tonight?
I mean, it's helpful that we ended on a win. Playing with my sisters, especially Brooklyn, is my twin sister. We've been playing together forever, and I mean, hopefully playing at the next level, we get to continue that. But being coached by my mom, I mean, she's just on the court, she's my coach. When we get home, she's my mom, and we've made that very clear since the beginning. I mean, I just love playing with my sisters. It's amazing. I'm sad that I only got 1 year with McKenzie, but I mean, she's going to do great things here once we're gone, and I can't wait to watch her.
Final thoughts, Jordan. You and this great Bulldogs team are headed to a regional final for the first time since 2016.
I mean, it's crazy. If you would have told me my freshman year, my sophomore year, we'd be here, I would tell you that you're crazy, because when we had 5 wins on the season, I mean, it could have been easy for us to give up and be like, well, it's not like we're gaining anybody, so it's just us, and we decided to stick it out, and now we're going to go play to go to Wells Fargo, and I mean, it's the sophomores. I mean, it's the seniors' dream to play there, and we've deserved it. And I understand that Estherville has great players with Stokes and Jaeger, but I believe in our team. I believe what our circle has, and we don't need anybody else to believe in us because we have each other, and that's all.
Well, Jordan, continue to enjoy the moments as you press on in this senior season for you. Enjoy those moments with your teammates and out there on the floor. Continue to do amazing things. And thanks for the time joining us post-game. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.